Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. If you want to join us today, you can call us at 1-800-229-3000. And on the program today, Dr. Jill Hubbard and Mylon Yurkovich. Hi, guys.
Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you on this very wonderful day?
Well, I'm not getting quite enough attention, as you can imagine.
Does that mean you have ADD?
No.
Attention deficit?
Not that kind of attention. Yes, attention deficit.
That's funny. No, it is my birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
And I'm connecting by way of phone here today. And I just want to wish everybody that was on the Israel trip a big hello, and all the people that were not on the Israel trip, I'll wish them maybe please come go with us next time, because it was a great, great trip. We really missed you, Jill and Mylon.
Yes.
You guys would have made it even better.
Wish we were there.
I'll never forget the trip from 2 years ago. It was an absolute sensation. It changed my view and world view, and it changed my view of the Bible. All of a sudden, life came. I mean, it was 3D. The Bible was 3D
to me.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I want to encourage people to sign up for tv.newlife.com and look at some of the stuff that we did there to kind of bring it home to you. There's really some remarkable things that I absolutely want people to see. But, you know, I think a big takeaway for me was that there are so many Palestinian Christians, Jordanian Christians, Jewish Christians that are really struggling in the midst of a, you know, it's really tough to be a Jewish Christian or a Palestinian Christian. There was one guy that was a Palestinian who had he was also Israeli because he had an Israel citizenship. He was an evangelical Christian, so he was a minority among Christians. And, I mean, you know, you just couldn't get any more difficult circumstance than he had. And he was a faithful, faithful believer. And we encountered so many faithful believers. And, you know, we looked at Scripture throughout. And, you know, we looked at the part where Abraham asked God, please don't hurt Ishmael. And God said, I will develop for Ishmael a country. And, of course, he did. So this was, the Arab countries under Ishmael were absolutely there because God put them there. So we just got to see a lot of different perspectives. We went to Jordan, which was a really different experience altogether. I mean, we went to Petra.
Steve, do you remember, Steve, do you remember when we had a call from Jordan on the radio? It was a believer who called us from Jordan.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So,
well, they were so welcoming of us. But thanks to all of you who made it happen. No one worked harder than Larry Sonnenberg, I'll tell you. He really did a great job. So if you want to join us on the program, 1-800-229-3000. That's the number. And we would love to talk with you about whatever you want to talk about.
I want to thank my husband for bringing me here.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Washington, D.C., July 18th through the 20th.
We are leaving here as new people and a new couple, I think truly with hope for the future.
Join Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now and the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Steve Artiburn here with Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Jill Hubbard is not feeling well, so she's going to step out and we'll pray for her. But first thing I want to do is I want to go to Nikki. And Nikki, you are on with Mylon and Steve, and pray for Jill. How you doing?
Hi, everybody. I'm doing okay, actually. I'm waiting for a job interview right now. I'm on my second interview.
Yeah?
So
great.
I'm waiting eagerly. I have a situation. I'm married currently to a man who's incarcerated. I've been in love with him since I was in high school 20 years ago, and we've been married almost 4 years. And he wants
how
to get an annulment now,
prison?
And he's 3 months from
how
coming
long
home.
How long has he been in prison?
Since 2010, and we got married in county jail in 2011.
Okay. All right.
And
that's interesting.
I don't believe in the divorce. I'm a child of divorce. His parents have been married nearly 50 years.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I don't want an annulment in the sense that I believe it's against God, because
uh-huh.
also we've come so far. But at the
well,
same
what's
time,
the
we
problem?
Need to know. Go ahead. He wants to be my boyfriend and sleep with me. But he doesn't want to be my husband and sleep with me. And I know I finally realized that, you know, it took so many years of recovery groups and everything, and now I'm in Celebrate Recovery, that sex outside of marriage is wrong.
Okay.
And I believe our marriage, if we do get one eventually, will not be blessed because we're outside of God by sleeping together.
Right. So what is the question then for us? We agree with you. You're on the right track. So what's the question?
The annulment. If I don't want to file because I believe that's like divorce, and God hates divorce. So,
okay.
I mean, is it a divorce if I let him annul me and I give free will and I sign a paper?
Well, now, help us understand here. You are married to him now?
Yes, we got married behind glass in county jail.
Okay. So, do you... So if you were to be sexually intimate with him, that wouldn't be adultery right now, right?
Correct. And I'm hoping the annulment doesn't go through because I pick him up in 3 months. And I told him, I said, if we're not married when I go pick you up, we're not sleeping together.
Who filed the annulment?
He wants to file him. He brought up the annulment last weekend. He decided he wants to not be married anymore, but he wants to be my boyfriend.
Okay, so Nikki, here's some thoughts on that. First of all, this is a very difficult place for you to be in, because what's happened is, I'm guessing that you've grown a lot since you went behind the glass at the county jail and got married to him.
Yes, absolutely.
And it sounds like you have, and congratulations for growing up. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
And that you've jumped into the recovery process. You're able to identify what is a good idea from a wrong idea. You're able to stand up to somebody, have an adult voice to say no. I love the strength and the assertiveness I'm hearing from you right now, and that's phenomenal. So I wanted to stop for a moment and compliment you on your growth. You haven't let a stalled out partner keep you also stalled out.
Yeah.
That's neat. I'm really happy
Thank
for you.
You.
And that is a testimony to a lot of people who are listening to this show right now. Just that, all by itself, is a great reason why I'm glad you called, and I'm glad we listened to your story. Now, number two, that means your husband hasn't grown while you've been growing.
That's the thing. I thought he did grow. He did kind of give me those lines like he was growing, but then it's like you're taking 10 steps back, and you're not.
It would appear as though he hasn't grown because he's asking you to do something that God does not want you to do. Now, I'm not even sure if he's a believer yet or not. He could be a new believer and immature. But the bottom line is, if you have a spouse, it says in 1 Corinthians 7, that as you get holy and your spouse chooses to live with you, you should stay. If they choose to leave you, let them go. And that's in 1 Corinthians 7. It's regarding an unbeliever. So at some level, he's exhibiting the behavior of an unbeliever. And I would have to say is you're not desiring to have the divorce. You're protesting it. But if he decides this is something he wants to do, it's not your will, then he can, when he's out of prison, do the papers himself. And he can be free. But I like your standard. If I'm with you, I'm not going to sleep with you if you've annulled our marriage because you're not my husband anymore. And I think that's a good stance. Steve?
Nikki, just think about this. Now, let's just take prison out of the equation. Imagine two people sitting across the kitchen table, and the man says to the woman, "Hi, good morning. I would like to annul our marriage. But as far as sex and stuff like that goes, I'd like you to continue to have sex with me." Now, you know, it wouldn't take you 5 minutes to ask that person to leave, or you to get up and leave, or you to say, "This is absolutely absurd and ridiculous." So Nyland is just so on point when he says, there's been no growth in this guy.
Yeah.
He's trying to do a ridiculous thing.
Yeah, it's all the benefits without the responsibility.
Well, exactly.
So I don't want to be responsible to do anything. I just want to have sex with you. And, you know, sadly, and we can share this from Every Man's Battle and the workshops and the book, most men start there, but I would guess that your husband has had a fixation with sexuality for a long, long time, because maybe that's the only place he can find pleasure, okay? And because life may not have been pleasurable for him as a child or as an adolescent, sex is the ultimate escape for the male. So that's
but
why.
Saying that, but saying that that God hates divorce and you should stay with him and have sex with him, although he's annulled the marriage. Those aren't even questions that you need to be dealing with. You need to, when he annuls the marriage, you need to move on with your life and get an attorney to help you have all the rights that you have as you do get on with your life.
Yeah. The thing is, my part of my heart, because I've held on for so long for this man, and then to say, you want an annulment, I mean, did anything I do, Pat, just do it? Do anything?
Yeah.
I mean, stood by you for the last 4.5 years. Am I just a crutch for you?
I think you were a crutch for him.
Yeah, and it really shows it. But now it's frustrating because he tells me, "I still love you," and I'm wearing my wedding ring.
Yeah,
it's like almost the spirit of double-minded, because it's like you love me, but you want to file papers against me.
Well, he doesn't love you, or he wouldn't be filing papers against you. See.
Well, that's the thing is he hasn't filed them yet. And I keep praying that God's going to change his heart and it's not going to go through. So, I mean, I believe a miracle because we kind of had some good breakthrough the other day, but I don't know right now.
Well, part of that miracle may come with you holding firm boundaries and being able to say to him, "Well, what parts do you like about me other than the sexual parts?
Yeah.
And do you appreciate anything I've done to stick with you? And are you willing to give those things up in order to have your freedom? And it's up to you. Make a choice."
Right. Hey, are you a member of TV.NewLife.com?
No.
Well, you know, Mylon and Kay have done a series that is just getting, literally rave reviews. And I tell you what, I'll get a subscription for you, and you should go and watch everything that Mylon and Kay do. There's a search engine, you can find their stuff, but man, it may be the best stuff on there. And then I'm going to send you their book, How We Love. And I hope that it will help you avoid getting in this same situation again, okay?
Thank you.
All right. I feel really bad for you, and glad you called. I can't imagine. It's like someone saying, I'm going to fire you, but I'd still like you to work here.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, we'd still like you to hang around and do the exact same job you were doing before, but you are fired.
Could you finish that little project before you leave? We're not going to pay you.
Yeah.
Could you just finish a little project?
Yeah, you did a good job on that, but we are firing. I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
Well, to her point, double-mindedness is not uncommon. There are many people in this world who have double-mindedness, and they're conflicted. They want this, but they don't want that, and they're in this constant state.
So true. All right, let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam. How you doing?
Hi, this is Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing? I have a question on accountability group. We've had an accountability group, four, five of us guys formed one about a year ago. And my question is, how do you challenge an accountability group? We're kind of blasé right now. It doesn't seem to be any growth in it. And I'm sick and tired of it, and I just want to almost walk away and form another group. I mean,
okay.
We have one guy, a couple of us have sexual integrity issues. We want to have one with a marital issue, and and it's like I can see what the problem is. I challenge him. I've been called a challenger, and I don't know my boundaries sometimes. I've also been called a Mr. Fix-It. But it's like I want to go farther than what we're doing.
Okay. What about starting a Bible study in the accountability group that will bring up issues that those guys aren't dealing with?
How about if I've done something I think a little bit better? I bought your material for Every Man's Battle workshop. I've got the CDs and I've got that, and we're doing that. Tonight we're doing section 4.
Okay, so can you do what happens at those workshops and do some self-disclosure?
Yeah, we do talk about that, but then it seems like, well, that's it, and then we go on to the next week, and we're doing this every other weekend, so we do this once a month, and so the next week we talk about personal issues between us and everything else, but like I said, it just doesn't go anywhere.
Well, no one's making a commitment to the group to do anything different.
So how do I get them to do something different? Like one of them, I mean, that has a sexual integrity issue. I've asked him, why don't we go to, I know in July you have a Washington, D.C. Every Man's Battle thing coming up.
Right.
Why don't we go to that? And I know another guy has marital issues, and I've tried to encourage him to go to one of your marital workshop weekends, but, I just can't put the light the fire under their saddle.
Okay, so you need to tell the group how you're feeling about the group and your desire for the group to grow, and you want to ask the group if anybody has any ideas of how you could pull out of this what you believe is a stuck position where nobody's really gaining anything. Myron, what do you think that they could do to make it better?
Well, Sam, I love your zeal. I love the fact that you want to get serious.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens the other. But
7:17, we've adopted that.
Yeah, I know. But the problem is that the sharpening angles are all wrong, and you're dulling each other because you're at 90 degrees instead of a different angle, you see. So I would ask a different set of questions. Basically, in order to have an accountability group, everybody has to exhibit risk, authenticity, self-awareness, transparency, and vulnerability. Odds are, none of these men have done any of that in their lives growing up as children. They weren't trained on it. That wasn't what they ever learned to do. They probably don't even know how to do that in their marriages with their spouses. So what makes you think that they're going to get into a group with you and all of a sudden develop risk, authenticity, self-awareness, transparency, and vulnerability?
Well, I started that because I opened myself up wide, so they opened up. But then like that's where it stopped.
I know, because you've been leading the way. Now, one of the things I would suggest is it's going to take patience to coax these people out, and maybe you're going to have to just do a little bit every week. If it's just this raw group, like, WWF raw, they may not respond. It's got to be something where you teach them, and instead of being angry at them, take on the role of the mentor and ask, what was it like in your family of origin for risk, authenticity, self-awareness, trust, and transparency and authenticity and vulnerability? Probably the answers are, I never learned how to do this. Well, let's learn just a little bit at a time, just baby steps. Let's try just one thing a week and not expect this group of people to be this very high level of functioning people. As I look at the disciples, they weren't very high functioning either.
All right, I'm going to send you How We Love. I hope that's going to be a help to you. And I hope you can get on New Life TV, tv.newlife.com. That's some great stuff that'll help the group. Watching it together would help.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person. For the first time in my life, I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich. And I want to say we've got a guy in the studio that I admire so much, and I admire him so much more after this trip to Israel. He just did an amazing job on it. And did an amazing job getting people to see the places that they would want to see. And Larry, I just want you to know I appreciate everything that you did on the trip to Israel and to Jordan. I really thank you for the quality of work that you put in on all of that.
Well, thanks, Steve. It was fun. It was a lot of work, but it was a labor of love, and it resulted in great connections with people, great things we got to experience there in the Holy Land. It was amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. And I do want to say, I come on here, and often I'm here asking help for our audience to support the ministry financially. And the Holy Land trip is not something that we pay for. When you hear about our staff that went and you and I went, and it's not something that we take from the general fund and pay for. I want everybody to understand that it's the people who are going on the trip that pay for this trip with us.
Right. And everyone should know that we make a little bit of money from the trip. And I think you should know that our hope is that when people get to know us better on trips like that, that they will either begin to support us or they will support us more. Some people were just Googling and ended up on the trip. They had never heard of New Life before. Mm-hmm. So,
and we had some of that. People came up to me afterwards and said, you know, I've never really listened to your show. My wife does, but I am on board now and we're going to do more.
Yeah. So that I think it's good for everybody to know the purpose and all of that. Now, we are in really a precarious situation, to say the least, financially here.
Yeah, it's just been a tough couple of months, the last 2 months, and this month is kind of following suit, and so we just need the listeners out there. We need you. I don't know how else to put it. You know, our philosophy of fundraising is to make our need known and just expect that God will bless us. He will bless the people who have decided that it's time to give. You know, I said to some folks the other day, one of the people on our trip, you remember Sarah did a little testimony during one of our group time, and in her testimony she said, you know, I decided to come here and not tell anybody because I had to face some things and I wasn't ready to share that. And she said, I wanted to come with a bunch of strange people. And everybody laughed about that. And my comment after I thought about it was, you know, as Christians, we are called to be strange people. We're mm-hmm. called to be different. We're called to see things differently, to act differently.
Yeah.
And that's in part of the way we do our fundraising, I think, is a little bit out of the ordinary. We're not doing all the formulaic things that professional fundraisers tell you you ought to do. We're just simply giving you the straight up that we're hurting right now financially. We need some help. And we're praying that God has prepared your heart in such a way that you might make a gift. For some right. of you, it might be a really big gift. For some of you, it might be $5 or $10. And that is a really big gift to you. And it's not the size of the gift. It's what's in your heart and your cheerfulness and your willingness to give. But we're a little bit in a hurting spot in the next couple of weeks. We need to catch up, and to the tune of probably about, I should have looked just before I came in, probably somewhere between $60,000 and $70,000.
And we were doing pretty well, or doing okay, but, you know, summer hit, and we always know that our giving is going to decrease. And so it just, you know, we went from kind of making ends meet to now mm-hmm. not making ends meet, and we'd like, if God is leading you, we'd like you to help us, if at all possible.
And, there was something else I was going to say, but my jet lag is kicking, and I'm not sure I remember
sure
what it was. But, you know, it's just the matter of doing what you feel led to do. We don't want to use a guilt trip, but we want to make our needs known, and we just trust. We know that God is honoring this ministry. This ministry is about life change. And more than giving to help us out of a financial pinch, would you give to help people who need what New Life offers get that?
That's right.
People need, they need hope. They need that transformation. They need to know what steps to take next. People call us with all kinds of situations, and we heard it on the trip. People are living in pain, and they're doing it the best they can, but they need help. They need some folks to step up and say, this is what you ought to do, and we're doing that for people, and it's making a difference.
That's right. And so maybe you could help us with a scholarship to one of our workshops,
yes.
Maybe just a one-time gift or join Club New Life, but... You know, we're not joking around about this. We're really at a bad place.
When we were gone, Steve, Robin here took a call from someone who was on a trip with us last year, I think it was, and she's sending us some jewelry. And I don't know the whole story behind it yet, but we'll have some jewelry. We're going to need to sell it, but we'll use those funds to help us out.
Yeah. Well, whatever you can do, would you do it by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE?
Or go online to newlife.com or write us at P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652.
Okay.
Thank
God's
you.
God's leading you. Please respond. And
Thank you, everybody who is giving and has given recently. We deeply, deeply appreciate it.
Amen. All right. I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle, right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
Everyone at some level needs help. You may have prayed for help many times and feel like you've tried everything. Let New Life's Healing is a Choice workshop help. Steve Arterburn and New Life's group counselors help you deal with your challenge.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out, defeated, stuck in the realization of my pitiful reality. I've been sinking in my circumstances and my pain.
Anger, depression, sexual abuse, abortion, grief, and other groups help you focus on just the issue you're dealing with.
This weekend has been a total gift. I feel like I finally have a game plan to follow to help healing begin.
The next Healing is a Choice workshop is Friday, July 18th through the 20th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with practical tools to use to get unstuck, and I leave here with five new sisters who totally know where I've been and where I am right now.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here, and Milan Jurkovic is with me, and we're going to go to Susan. Hi, Susan. Welcome to New Life.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
After...
How can we help?
It's been 10 years ago that my husband and I came out of counseling for infidelity, mostly dealing with him getting in contact with other women through the internet, and then establishing phone relations with them, and had met with one, had sex with one. We went through extensive counseling. He came out of that, has actually led Every Man's Battle at our church. And I'd been suspicious for about the last year and just continued to kind of watch. And finally, about 3 months ago, I was 95% sure that I was correct. And so I, this last weekend, after I had some pretty solid proof in my hands, prayed that the Lord would allow me to get my hands on his cell phone easily without having to rip it out of his hands. And
right.
And I did, and found the same thing going on again.
I'm so sorry.
He basically denied before he would give me the code on his phone. He tried to divert me that it was just porn on an iPad. And I insisted on him coming totally clean, which he did not. He told me there was only two women, and when I finally got onto the phone, he was having conversations with at least three, and there were pictures between he and eight others.
Okay, so your husband had sexual integrity, something happened, and he's lost it now, and he's in the midst of being unfaithful. What's the question for us?
Just trying to figure out where to go from here. If it were only me, I would just chuck the marriage. But I've got three kids. Now, they're all adults. I've got a 31-year-old, a 30-year-old, and an 18-year-old.
Okay.
Two of them have had their own issues with their families. My son with some sexual integrity there as well. And he's gotten himself on track.
So,
and it just worries me now that if I chuck all this, what does that do to the kids?
That's a great question, because if you were single, you said I'd walk away from him. Yet at some level, Susan, he's not taking you seriously. And I think this is a great thing for all of us. I'm going to digress just for a moment. If there are secret passwords that your spouse does not know, that's a danger sign for all of us.
Right.
I have three women that get on my computer, and I don't have any. They all can have access onto that. There's no secrecy, no place to hide. So the fact that you had to try and get a code from him and they didn't want to give it to you, that's a danger sign. But I'd like to suggest that he's not taking you seriously. And one of the ways that you may want to, you know, beef this up a bit is, I'm not suggesting you should divorce him per se right away, especially if you have kids, but perhaps a legal separation would force him to have to deal with the realities of what a divorce looks like. It would also help you to have some strength that he has to earn his way back to you. It also provides financial safety and security and minimizes risk and liability should he get over his head with respect to his expenditures and make unwise choices and put your family in harm's way and financial liability. So you have to do something to up the ante, because he was unfaithful to you prior. Then he had a recovery period. Now he's relapsed. So what do you do to make somebody count the cost? And I do think you have to up the ante, which would then give you time to settle into a place where you can make a judgment that's wise as opposed to a reactive judgment.
And I'm just going to suggest, I will award you and him a scholarship to the marriage weekend if he will go with you.
Wow.
July the 18th. So he is either willing or not. And that is going to tell you a lot. And I think your greatest chance of healing this marriage is that he would go to that with you. But whether or not he does, you sure need to get into the Women in the Battle workshop, because you've got some real valid hurts there that I am so sorry you're having to experience.
You know, this speaks to the issue of the resistant spouse and what happens if another person doesn't want to grow, but I do. And this is very, very common. It's sad, but it's commonly true.
It's true.
And, you know, I like the way you said that, Steve. By the way, I also like the generosity. We have people that generously donate to our scholarship fund, and you're offering her one. And that money goes into the scholarship fund straight to somebody for help. And that's really nice of you to offer that, Steve. But, Susan, if your husband doesn't want to accept the offer, there's not a lot you can do. I think that even reinforces perhaps the decisions you need to make.
Right.
Okay.
We're so sorry, Susan. I bet you that this just has to make you feel horrible.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
All right. I'm going to send you the 7-minute marriage solution, and it's going to give you 14 things to do that, if anything's going to help, this and the marriage weekend are going to do it. So we're going to take away every excuse possible. So you hold on, and we will get that to you.
You know, Steve, TV.newlife.com, we talk about sex a lot.
Yes,
there's a lot of shows that are devoted to that. And with that subscription, you have access to men talking about it, females talking about it, men and women together talking about sex, and the whole concept of having to learn to bridle ourselves and corral our male mind into a mode that pleases the Lord. But I would say that there's a lot of good stuff at our new TV show, subscription, internet TV.
I was looking at the response to what you and Kay have done, and one of the responses is, wow, wow, wow. It really is therapy on demand. And it's not the same as therapy. It's just you learn what a counselor knows. You have the inside track on it, and it is powerful. So if you can, sign up for tv.newlife.com. At least go there, and there's some free stuff that will show you what it's all about. tv.newlife.com. And, you know, $9.95, which you spread that over a year, that's about what one therapy session costs. So don't let expenses stand in the way. By the way, the next Everyman's Battle is July the 11th in Washington, D.C. And then today's the last day to get the early bird special for the Marriage Solution Workshop and Healing is a Choice. Those are both July the 18th. And if you or someone you know really needs to get some help, then tell them, hey, this is the place to do it. And we have a Women in the Battle workshop coming up August the 8th. All right, let's go back to our phones, and let's talk with Dee. Dee, calling us from Colorado Springs. Hi, Dee. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I have a question about forgiveness.
All right.
I recently sinned before my very good friend. I said something I should not have said, and it hurt her, really hurt her. I did send her an email confessing that I stood guilty and asked her to forgive me, and that I asked that it would be good for both of us to be able to be open with each other. We have not had a good relationship. And then to show the kind of love that Christ has shown to us. Forgiveness for me means as Christ forgave, the debt is canceled with no buts. And I feel that she is saying, I forgive you, but I'm human. It's going to take time for me to heal. And so I'm going to try to love you as Christ would have me to do.
Well, I kind of applaud her for being honest.
I do too.
I don't know what you said, but you know, forgiveness is a process that, you know, isn't just instant all the time. Wouldn't you agree, Mylon?
I would. Forgiveness and trust building are two different things.
Correct.
And so we can forgive, which means to release a person from the liability of the offense.
Right.
But
the debt is paid.
The debt's paid, just as you said, absolutely. But when it comes to trust, determining whether a person is a safe person or not requires that I see how they behave in certain circumstances. Not all people are safe to me. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Okay.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something, I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back with Dee. And Mylon, you want to pick it up with Dee there?
Well, Dee, we were just saying that forgiveness and trust are two different things. In John chapter 2, at the end of the chapter, Jesus said, and for Jesus, he was not entrusting himself to them, the nation of Israel, because I'm so sorry, I got a sneezing
Miles,
attack.
Stopping sneezing. Really good.
All right, well, I think I'm done. Okay, it says he was not entrusting himself to them because he knew what was in their hearts. So Jesus had different people. He had Peter, James, and John at his most intimate level. He had his disciples and traveling entourage at a different level of closeness. And then he held other people further away. And I think we have to look at his threefold system of allowing people into his inner circle. And even though, and it sounds like you're insisting that she reinstate you to a position of where there's no question. You said no buts, and I'm not sure that's realistic, Dee.
Yeah,
no,
you know,
I
just be Dee, just be consistent with her, and I think you know that's the thing that will cause the relationship to heal the fastest. Is you don't judge her for not just instantly forgiving everything, and be consistent, and I think that's your best chance that you're going to do it. I'm going to send you Healing as a Choice. It's got a great part in there on forgiveness, and I hope that's going to be a blessing to you, so you hold on, and we'll get that to you. Mylon, you going to be okay? I don't want you to blow a lung or anything like that.
You know, I don't either, but it just, you know, every now and then you get stuck with something, and it just couldn't have happened at the commercial, could it?
No kidding. All right. Let's go to Barbara.
Sacramento.
Barbara.
Hello.
How you doing? Hi.
I'm blessed. How are you?
Good. I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call.
Yes. Well, I have an issue. Me and my ex-husband, we were married for like 27 years. We got divorced because our marriage shut down. Mm-hmm. It shut down, and we weren't putting God first like we should have. We, you know, it's hard to explain, but the effort you put into a marriage, you don't get back from that spouse. You know, you see what you're doing. I was a stay-at-home mom. So I'm not saying that I was perfect, no. I didn't dot every I and cross every T, but okay. I knew what marriage was about because my mother and father were married for 52 years. That's all
okay.
I saw.
All right.
Okay?
So ask us
he,
a question.
Right now, we're divorced. We're talking about trying to get back together as husband and wife.
Okay.
But the signs are up. You know, the man is still the same way he was when we were married, in front of the TV. His money is his money. He's not committed. I'm listening to myself telling me, then why do you want to marry this man again?
Well, why don't you go get some premarital counseling together and figure out?
I even tried to set that up. We talked about. I set it up. He says, "Well, why did you make that commitment to go over there and talk to them? You should have talked to me." But we did talk. So now it's like that's been on hold. You know, everything I want to do is on hold because of him.
You know, Barbara. We're running short on time, but I would have to say this. It feels like you're working harder than he is.
Yeah.
And he's not
and you
willing.
Have, right. And you have been your whole relationship. And I'm so sorry. And I know you want to have what your mom and dad had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame you. It's a beautiful thing. it's not without problems, like you said, but it is wonderful when two people can live together for 52 years. Well, and I'm just saying, I think you're working too hard.
Yeah. Well, you know, Milam, when I hear a woman say, and he's in front of the TV, you know, a guy's got to be willing to give up just sitting in front of the television.
Well,
all
if
the
that's
time.
All I do, of course. Right. And there's some people right. that's all they do all day, every day.
That's right. And so, and then he's not willing to get any premarital counseling. And so I don't have a tremendous amount of hope for that relationship. But I am going to send her the 7-minute marriage solution. And if he doesn't respond to any of that, then that means it's even more hopeless. Well, let me mention, we're about out of time. First, I want to mention that today's daily show is part 3 of the amazing 6-part series, Turning Stress into Opportunities for Intimacy. And it's featuring the dynamic duo of Kay and Milan. And if you missed the first 2, just log on and get caught up. Today's segment is focused on the pleaser. Now, Milan, out at Saddleback, you and Kay are doing a workshop on this, kind of the same thing here, right?
We are. Saturday morning, the 21st of this month, from 9 to 12 in the Worship Center, Kay and I are doing a workshop on this general topic of things that bug us, separate us, but how can we turn those stressful, buggy places into learn to turn them into intimacy opportunities? And we're going to be talking about that, and you're welcome to come. It's a free workshop.
So you've got Milan and Kay at tv.newlife.com, and you've got them at Saddleback. So please, I tell you, there's stuff that they can help you with that I don't think you'll find any other place, and their book is How We Love. All right, if you listened very long today, you heard Larry talk about the fact that it is summer, and the summer doldrums and giving is happening, and we need some people to help us during this time. And maybe if you've never helped us before, you could help us now. And there are all sorts of ways to help. Maybe you're realizing this summer you're not using that boat, and you can give us the boat and we'll sell it and we'll use that money. Or maybe there's a car sitting there in the driveway that doesn't get used, or whatever it is. We want to we'll do anything with whatever you have if it can support the ministry. But what we really need are these one-time gifts from people that have never given to the ministry before. And if that's at all possible for you to do, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. And my thanks to Milan. Milan is a big supporter of New Life as well as being on the program. All of us are supporters of this program, and we want you to also. This past week, I just continued to hear of story after story of people who had been blessed by the ministry, that it had changed literally everything in the marriage that they had or some problem that they had given up. And so I am grateful to God that we're here. We can't continue to do it unless you help us. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. A one-time gift of anything, or become a regular member of Club New Life. It's not much. It's $30 a month is all it is to be a part of Club New Life. So you can do that. Also, you can be one of our, you can join tv.newlife.com. And there are all sorts of ways that you can give and be part of this ministry, and we sure hope that you'll do that. Until tomorrow, God bless you. We'll see you then on New Life Live. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To
make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.